I have searched scriptures high and low for the Jesus loves you gospel, and for some reason, friends, I can't find it. If it's there, I will gladly preach it, but nowhere can I find any of the apostles telling sinners that Jesus loved them. The Bible does say, "For God so loved the world," in John 3:16, but in each reference to the love of God is in direct reference to the cross of Christ. So here's a few such references. "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to die for us to be the propitiation for our sins," 1 John 4:10. "God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us," Romans 5:8. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends," John 15:13. "Hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us," 1 John 3:16. "Christ hath also loved us and hath given himself for us an offering," Ephesians 5:2. "And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," again John 3:16. So where is God's love? How was it that the Apostle Paul knew that God loved him? Because he was often hungry and naked. He was whipped, beaten, stoned, and so depressed that at one stage in his life that he wanted to die. He was mocked, hated, shipwrecked, imprisoned for years, and then finally martyred. What did he look to for assurance of God's love for him? He didn't look at his lifestyle, because to the unlearned eye, it didn't exactly speak of God's caring hand for him. His abundant life was certainly full, but it wasn't full of what we think it should have been if God loved him. I mean, look at Paul. Take a look. Lying half naked on a cold dungeon floor, chained to hardened Roman guards. Look at his bloody back and his bruised, swollen face. "Hey, Paul, you've been beaten again. Where are your friends? Demas and others have forsaken you. Where's your expensive chariot and your successful building program? Where's the evidence of God's blessings, Paul?" "Well, what's that? What did you say? Did I hear you mumble through your swollen lips that God loves you?" Paul slowly lifts his head. His black and bruised eyes look deeply into yours as they sparkle as he says these two words, "The cross." He painfully reaches into his blood-drenched tunic and carefully pulls out a large letter he had been writing in his own hand. His trembling, blood-stained finger points to one sentence in particular. You strain your eyes in the dim light and read, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me," Galatians 2:20. Paul knew that when God created the heavens, the sun, moon, stars, and the sky that surrounds this massive earth, he displayed to humanity his incredible power, his majesty, and of course his glory. And in the same way, the cross of Calvary displayed to humanity the evidence of God's love towards us, "But God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us," Romans 5:8. You see, that was the source of Paul's joy and thus his strength. "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Jesus Christ," Galatians 6:14. If there's an economic recession, those who love God solely to material blessings as evidence of God's love will think that God has forsaken them. Those who look to the cross as a token of God's love, however, will never doubt his steadfast devotion to them. The cross is the show of God's love for the world. It is the focal point of our message. Calvary's cross is the very essence of the gospel, yet I have lost count of the times I've heard preachers of the gospel fail to even mention it. Jesus told the Pharisees that they had omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith, and therein is our message. There is the proper arrangement. It is because of judgment that we need mercy, and the way to obtain mercy is through faith. So, what exactly am I saying? I'm saying that it is a grave error to tell an impenitent sinner of God's love in Christ without direct mention of the cross. Why? Because the Bible doesn't do so. And how can we mention the cross without reference to sin? And how on earth can we mention sin without reference to the law? Is the sinner of today more learned than the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 7:7, "I had not known sin but by the law"? Has God changed his mind in using the law as to bring the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20? If you want to show sinners that Jesus loves them, well, we must do so
biblically
or they will spurn his love. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"We shouldn't
rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, one of the things that I make reference to quite a bit here on the show is that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? I mean, look at society. You know, the Lord said that when you turn away from him, you wickedly depart from him, and he's going to turn that nation into hell. Who's turned the nation into hell, friends, through their tolerance and their apathy more than today's said conservatives? For those that don't know the definition of conservative, it is a preservative. It's to stop the putrefaction of the demoralization that's taking place through the ones, the very ones that claim to be the preservatives are the very ones that are responsible for refusing to put a stop to the corruption that's taking place. So, folks, it has double meaning. It's hypocrisy. They're pretenders. And nobody rebuked the pretenders more than Christ himself did. And I'm talking about Matthew 23, verse 3. They tell you what to do, but they do it not themselves. And the Lord woed them, and rightfully so. I just don't want that woe to take place upon the innocent because of those that have been put up that somehow or another you believe to be the answer concerning what's going on in this country. So the Bible clearly tells us when we look at Scripture in Matthew 15 that the blind lead the blind. Jesus said, let them be because they're all going to end up in the ditch. You can also put that over at Matthew 5:13 where the Bible says that they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. That is exactly who they are today. But they've taught you to blame the left for the crimes that the right tolerates. And again, they're not the right. They want you to believe they're the right. You know, folks, if you paid attention to just society since the 1960s, I just did a little bit of a message on this yesterday. But if you look at society since the 1960s, oh my goodness. Let's just talk about Hollywood and politics for a moment. Have you noticed that since the 1960s that Hollywood and politicians who are both on both sides, are actors. Have you noticed how they've been used to poison the morals of this country? And again, this purposefully. And look who they appoint to office as the good guys, as those that are the conservatives of the day. They are the problem. Again, they are the problem. And Jesus told us to beware of it. And if you look at both, again, the church and the state, for example, the government, both in state and in federal governments within the halls of government, you can understand exactly where it's fallen, friends, and where the decadence took place. It first started in the church. And what follows, friends, the decadence, because they have forgotten their God. And again, it starts at the church. I'm holding myself responsible to right the wrongs concerning my responsibility and obligations before God and man in the process of doing so. So let's go ahead and cover a couple of those topics. And then I want to kind of end the show with something kind of cool today. A friend of mine sent it to me, and it's something that we all need to hear. Did you see this, friends? And if you want to see it on social media platforms, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, it doesn't matter, contend, add to, take away, whatever the case might be, that number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Did you see this, Brent? Did you see this, friends? It's you're beginning to see more of this on a daily basis from people that are finally paying attention to what we've been blowing the trumpet about concerning Ezekiel 33, verse 3, for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They're making the correlation between what's taking place here today and what took place under Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. Now, nobody can get away from it because it's right there. We're seeing a lot of similarities. Somebody just posted this. His name is Richard. He said, Donald Trump is seizing control of the U.S. Postal Services. In comparison, what did Adolf Hitler do? Interesting. He said, my article, Adolf Hitler and the Nazi regime took control of the German Postal Service as a part of their broader efforts to consolidate power and, listen carefully, to control communication. When Hitler became chancellor in 1933 by force, Hindenburg didn't trust the clown, and then he let him in the door, and once he got in the door, Hindenburg died, and then Adolf Hitler appointed his murderers to go out and kill all of his political opposition to break it forth to a greater position of power concerning him in the Third Reich. So you see, it stopped right at the door, but the people didn't stop it. They went along with it because people, again, today don't understand that Adolf Hitler was loved by the people, not hated by the people, the way that the mainstream media and Hollywood has sold it to you. Let me go on. In comparison to what Donald Trump is doing in controlling the U.S. Postal Service, I'm trying to figure out where he's got constitutional authority to do that as well, but the Postal Service was used for propaganda. What do you see through big tech companies, the mainstream media, the commercials, the corporations? They're being used for propaganda. What are schools for, friends, that are being illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment? They're propagandizing. They're indoctrinating young people illegally. It's a violation of the 10th Amendment. But going on, the Postal Service was used for propaganda and censorship and more surveillance. The Nazis monitored mail for dissidents, those that didn't agree with Adolf Hitler and his political power, to control the activities and control the distribution of information that would expose them. Read Luke 12:2, because the Lord's Spirit's not going to be straightened, friends. He's going to have his way one way or another, just like he had his way during the time of Adolf Hitler when the world found out who he truly was and what he was truly responsible for. But look at the parallel again. They also issued stamps featuring Nazi symbols and Hitler's image to reinforce their ideologies. And additionally, the Reichspost, that's what it says, played a logistical role in the war effort, including coordinated communications and transportation for the military. Like other state institutions, the postal system became a tool for the totalitarian regime to maintain control over German society. What's already happening? I'm asking you the question. What's already happening in society today? Americans don't realize that this social credit system that they want to set up that they have in China already, where they dictate people that don't go along with them. They'll take away from them, friends, their ability to write on social media platforms. They'll grade them according to how they submit to tyranny. They'll tell them where they can live, where they can work, where they can travel to. This is not a joke. Some are saying, well, that will never happen in America. I'm here to tell you it's already happening. It's already happening through the censorship and the illegalities taking place by this current federal and state government. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty here. I want to throw something at you really quick. And I want to pepper you with some of the topics, because the blind are leading the blind. That's why the country's going to hell in a handbasket. It's ending up in the ditch. Matthew 15:14. And this is the reason, because men are taking on the doctrines of men when the Lord told them to refuse the doctrines of men and the commandments of men, right? Why is all of this stuff going on? I mean, this is Trump with his little Jewish cap on. He's reading from the Talmud, the Book of Pharisees, Commandments of Men. And it's interesting that we're seeing a lot of this. He was crowned king in Jerusalem Post. They call him King Trump. No joke. Going on here, you have another one. It's a brand new picture of Trump giving an award to Miriam Adelson, a super PAC, who spent $61 million in support of Donald Trump. Here's him with the menorah with some more people that are giving him money. And so you got to ask yourself the question, what is going on here that he would convert over to Judaism back in 2017? Now, you say, well, Bradley, you brought this up last week. I know it's important for people to understand that his allegiance is not to America. He said, make America great again, right? That's what he's been saying for years. But the fact of the matter is he blurted the truth out in his confusion when he said, let's make Israel great again. People are really becoming disturbed about what's happening here, okay? The times of Israel, who are the Jews in the Trump's inner circle, and how will they affect his second term? I'm here to tell you, friends, again, I just want to make clear that you all understand this is not the Israel of God. This is man-made Israel. Okay, make distinction. I say it over and over and over and over and over again. I'm saying it for a purpose because I know people have short-term memories, and that's why the bad guys do what the bad guys do. Why is, for example, Donald Trump pushing the chair in behind a guy that's been sold to you? By the way, he's an international war criminal. You know him as Benjamin Netanyahu. His real name is Benjamin Milakowski. He's not from Israel, man-made Israel, Rothschild version of Israel. He is from Poland. He has no Hebrew DNA. He changed his name so you didn't realize that he was a mere settler. I mean, what is it that we don't understand? And I've said this 15 different ways. I've also highlighted, I took the time, friends, in writing an article not too long ago. As a matter of fact, it was on February 5th, so that was 19 days ago. Who's attacking your foundations more than the Hollywood, the media-controlled, the CIA-controlled media outlets? Who's propagandizing you through commercials and through the corporations throughout the United States of America more than what? Those that are behind the scenes that own all of these outlets. And you want to believe what they promote? And I'm talking about how the outlets promote murder and political idolatry, how they promote confusion, how they promote sexual immorality. Transgenderism is what they call it. Put that up against Deuteronomy 25, verse 5. Sodomy, they're trying to normalize all this. Who's behind all of that? Who's behind all of that is those that own the outlets. And guess who they are, friends? They're all what they want to sell to you as God's Israel. Hey, folks, God, his children do not advocate for what the Lord condemns. This is what I'm trying to show people in connection with what they're trying. They say they're confused. The only reason you're confused about what's going on here is because you are a hypocrite believing, at least declaring that you say that you don't believe the mainstream media, but you're taking heed to the media that you say you don't believe in. Romans 1:18. You're a hypocrite. And that's all you have to do is read scripture to understand what I'm trying to make clear here. Just a body of people collectively, just because they call themselves something doesn't make it so. Just like Donald Trump calls himself a Christian, if you judge him by his fruit, I mean, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you can clearly see that is not at all who that man is. He is a counterfeit every step of the way. I want to read this to you really quick. This is from a book. Some Christians know that Satan is forming a world government, a new world order, which he plans to rule modern Israel through. Coming false Jewish Messiah, which most Christians don't know, is that the apostate church will not be, that will not only be in partner in the new world order, but is even working towards the creation. Evangelical churches will be the chief instrument to bring the new world order to birth. Boy, oh boy, why is this happening? Because of people's ignorance in leaving off the study of the Word of God, which children can easily understand. Here, look at this. This was Benjamin, the guy that sold you as Benjamin Netanyahu, Milakowski, you know, his real name. In 1990, it was stated that he said, and here's references on the bottom of the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, America is a golden calf and we will suck it dry, said Benjamin Netanyahu. Chop it up, he said, and sell it off piece by piece. Is that happening today? Yep, that is the judgment of God. To a T. And sell it off piece by piece until there's nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control. Benjamin Milakowski, who you know as Benjamin Netanyahu, finishes his statement with, this is what we do to countries that we hate. We destroy them very slowly. I just want to say this to old Benny. We see you for who you are. John 10:10, John 8:44. You can go ahead and call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. We're paying attention to the fruit that you bear. And the fact of the matter is, you're in control of nothing, because everything that he just said is exactly how the Lord said he would judge a nation through a siege. You know what that means? That means a slow takeover, incrementally. You know it as the frog boiling in the hot pan. Folks, these people, again, are in control of nothing. But when are the American people going to understand what's happening here? When are the American people going to understand what's happening here? I want to show you this as well, because I think it's important, again, for people to understand what's going on. You guys all see that Dan Bongino. By the way, I seen Bongino. He was sitting behind me at a CNP meeting about 12, 13, 14, 15 years ago in Washington, D.C. Everything about the guy is wrong. He used to work for the Secret Service. You all know who pays Secret Service, don't you? The Treasury Department. You know why they pay Secret Service? It's not so much there to protect the president, but it's to protect the interest of those that Secret Service are working for. And guess who's paying for it? You are. Okay, this is the guy that came out and he played the hero. Hey, folks, can I ask you something? Have you noticed that all of the people, literally, that have been put on the game board as the good guys across the boards, notice how they were put up 5 and 10 years ago. And then before you know it, they pushed the players up again, the piece on the board again, and now they put them in positions of power. Why? Because they're controlled. Because they're extorted. Don't doubt a thing that I'm saying here. Let's go back to Don Bongino real quick, okay? Dan said, Israel is under attack because Jews live there. Baloney. The opposite is true. Gaza is under attack because savages that killed the Jews for being Jews hide there. He said, fact. He's lying to you. We must reaffirm our commitment to our Israeli friends. We must make clear what the line is in the sand and what will be drawn. I stand with Israel. Are you noticing that everybody's saying the same thing, and at the same time, they're all being promoted at the same time? Are you all seeing this? I really, truly hope that you do see it, friends, because I'm here to tell you, friends, Israel are the children of God. That is the Christians. Those are the Christians, not geographically as you know it. What is difficult about understanding what I just said? I don't know, but for some reason or another, it's very difficult for people to receive. Now, look at this. This is what they're supporting. This is Chief Rabbi of Israel speaking in October of 2010. Look what he said. He said, the sole purpose of non-Jews, that's me and you, we're called Goya, Gentiles. He said, the sole purpose of non-Jews, that's us, they are there to serve Jews. Does that sound like the children of God, friends? He goes on, they will work, they will plow, they will reap, we will sit like an effendi and eat. That is why Gentiles were created. Oh, folks, there is a plethora of quotes by these said Jews that they want you to get behind. Again, I just ask you, I'm laying it to your candor, does this sound like the Jews of Israel, the Israel of God? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And to suggest that you're an anti-Semite if you don't go along with it, well, they're setting that on the premise that they're God's chosen people. These are not God's chosen people. Friends, these are not God's chosen people. These are those that are of the synagogue of Satan. I don't understand what information that these people are not receiving. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to see that something's seriously wrong with what's going on out there. I wanted to show you this as well. Not only have we seen this across the boards in Jerusalem and in America, but here's The Economist with Donald Trump turned back the would-be king. You better pay attention to what's going on, friends, and it's time for you to start opening your mouth. We'll be right back.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pulowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Radio.com. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, I just want to show you guys, you're seeing this reoccurring theme all across the country. Just last week, and I'm saying this again, laying it to your candor, read Acts 12:22 and put it up against what I'm showing you right now. It's a dangerous, dangerous place to put yourself, but he's putting himself there. And I'm talking about in spiritual matters. You do not take the place of Christ, folks. Oh, and when you put yourself there, it's a matter of time, Acts 12:22, where you will be struck. How people dare the justice of God. How people sit there and play with the blood-bought sacrifice, the one who died on Calvary to redeem us all. How to mock that. How they sit there and mock that, as if to suggest God that there's not, or to suggest to us that God's not going to bring recompense upon their own heads. He will do it, but he'll do it upon a nation as well as individuals. And that's what America's in right now. We're going to pay the piper, recompensed from heaven by God for national sins and for the things that we have as a whole people have tolerated through and through. Now, I want to show you this, and then I'm going to play a video, and then we're going to get to how I want to end the show. And, yep, we got two segments left. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I want to say this to every one of you that sit there and you watch me every day and you do nothing and you listen. I'm telling you, that is the problem. We need people out there sharing this content. We need people out there getting busy. We need people out there setting up events so we can wake up people to what's going on here. Because again, the Lord doesn't need a majority. He needs a minority. Why? So no flesh should glory in his presence. What am I saying? I'm saying that the Lord can and hinge. And if you look at the history of man, countries hinge on the obedience of the one and the twos, friends. And the Lord in judgment, if you look in the book of Jeremiah, he's looking for the one man that would stand up and do the right thing and amend their ways. Let's be those people while we have the time to do so. We have one opportunity, and listen to me carefully, one opportunity to prove our God. And what an opportunity we have in Jesus' name. Look at this. The Economist. Again, Donald Trump last week just highlighted himself as the king. He sent it out. The White House sent it out. This is some crazy, crazy stuff. And I got to tell you, nobody loves it more than this narcissist. Isaiah, verse 14, starting verse 12, it identifies exactly how the enemy is. This is exactly what this man is doing. It's dangerous business, Mr. Trump. And if I were you, I wouldn't be playing that game. And I know why you're playing the game, because you're extorted. You've been exposed for your crimes on film. We all know that. We've seen the documentation. We've seen the cases brought against you and Jeffrey Epstein for your crimes against girls and individuals. We've seen all that. We know that you're on Epstein's list. We know that you're on Diddy's list. We've seen the pictures. As a matter of fact, I'm speaking as a third person. Bradley's shown us the pictures. He's played the videos. People don't understand that you're not submitting to a righteous people here, friends. You're submitting to those that are calling themselves righteous when, in fact, again, we have to judge them by their fruit. Now, I want to show you this because it is important, again, that you see this, and it's a video. And I'm only going to play so much of it for you, but speaking of the whole Israel connection, people are starting to get really bothered by much of what's going on here.
Why we are so obsessed with Israel right now. And despite his and this whole administration's endless Zionist rhetoric, this is why... If you are pro-Israel, you are not currently America first. And until we deal with this problem, we are not a free nation.
About a year and a half.
Here's Bongino.
I'm in a green room at Fox, and I'm not going to say who because they didn't give me permission to share. It says, you know, Epstein's an intelligence asset for people in the Middle East, right? I'm like, no, I didn't know that. I'm like, you sure of that? The person, let's say, is like, I'm absolutely sure of that. That he's either a witting or unwitting asset, intelligence asset, meaning
this part,
his plane and that island, the cameras. There's a big assumption out there that these videotapes were exclusively in the custody of Epstein. That's a huge mistake. The reason they wanted this story to go away is because there's an assumption like, oh yeah, Epstein had him. No, he wasn't the only one who had him, according to this source. These assets, that's why this blackmail story makes so much sense. Which Middle Eastern countries they are, I don't know.
But you don't know?
See, you don't know
which Middle Eastern nations?
By the way, Bongino's going right along with it as well.
Made exclusively of Jewish billionaires, from the front man to the mastermind to the handler to the bank to the literal ex-prime minister of Israel, also the ex-head of Israeli intelligence. I'm sure that all these Jewish billionaires set up a trafficking ring on behalf of Iran, right? So it's an open secret at Fox News, in these political circles, that Epstein was an intelligence asset of some nation in the Middle East. I don't know if you haven't been paying attention, but the Jews don't get along too well with these Arab nations. Huh, what nation could they possibly work for? But the most critical part is that the blackmail was not exclusively in Epstein's possession, because that's not how that works. He was doing blackmail on behalf of a foreign intelligence service, targeting
Mossad,
all of the United States' top people, all of our top scientists, politicians,
so they can extort
people,
them and control
as
them.
As well as British, just anyone he could get his hands on. And all of that blackmail is possessed by whatever country he was working for to this day. And they won't give it to us. So even if they blow this story up, expose all the files, even if they show the tapes, which they won't and should not do, we still wouldn't be the only people in possession of them. Every single person on those tapes is controlled by some foreign country in the Middle East. It's like, huh, what foreign country in the Middle East has an insane amount of influence over everyone in the United States for no explicable reason? We are told ad nauseum that claiming that Jewish people have allegiance to Israel over America is an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory.
There you go.
Despite the fact that on TV every day we have explicit evidence coming directly out of their mouths.
That's right.
That is often, not always, the case. And it's not always the case. And that's okay. But sometimes, frequently, at the top of power, it is the case. Such as Jonathan Pollard, one of the most egregious intelligence leaks in American history. He was an American Jew that, because of his Jewish heritage, had a stronger allegiance to Israel than America and committed high treason by giving Israel all of our secrets. This probably has a lot to do with Bill Clinton getting blackmailed by Epstein.
There was more to that.
The Lewinsky scandal. That was all very tied together. Jeffrey Epstein himself is a perfect example. He's American. He was born in New York. His allegiance was clearly not to America first. Robert Maxwell, one of the most famous Mossad spies in the world, was born in Czechoslovakia. He was a British citizen. But his resting place is on the Mount of Olives in Israel. Because he backstabbed just about every government he ever worked for or had citizenship with on behalf of them. Leslie Wexner, born in Ohio,
can't make
American
it up, folks.
Billionaire. Clearly his primary allegiance is to Israel if you do even an iota of research about him. This bro was running trafficking rings out of all of Victoria's
Listen
Secret,
to this.
As well as Abercrombie & Fitch and Hollister. And I just had to giggle because I accidentally noticed that Ehud Barak, ex-prime minister of Israel, head of military intelligence, key member of putting this trafficking ring together and managing it. Yeah, he wasn't born in America.
Do you understand, folks?
He was born in Palestine.
Do you understand what's going on here? The people that are behind all of these rings, he's highlighting the fact they're controlling, they're extorting people, they're getting evidence on people in all countries, especially America. Do you remember Benjamin, you know him as Netanyahu, Malachowski? Do you remember the video I played about a week ago where he said he's not worried about America, they've already got control over the American politicians? Why is that? Because they've got evidence against them, folks. If you bring about the correlation between Diddy's parties and Jeffrey Epstein and the Franklin cover-up case back in the 80s and Watergate, which, by the way, had nothing to do with one party stealing from another party. That was a cover-up to the pedophile ring that was being exposed in Washington, D.C. They're stealing kids. They're trafficking kids. These powers that are tolerated by people on a worldwide basis are allowing them to fill them in compromise, film them in compromise positions, and then to dictate what they do. That's what's going on. And I want to just make something clear. Good information, right? But here's the thing. They're not the power all the way to the top. It's not them that rule in this country under God. It is us that is the government that are allowing them to rule us. And when we're in that position, what we're doing by tolerating them day by day is we are adding strength to more tyranny by even suggesting that they somehow or another are the ones that rule the roost. They are not. And it falls back to either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. It is a theocracy, like it or love it. There is no in-between. Either you're going to be ruled by the word of God, or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. The bayonet's coming, you can rest assured. The bayonet is coming. Here, I want to say this to everybody. Some of you are sitting at tables all day long, or on your couch. You're sitting there. Well, in fact, you should be standing up to flip those tables and to begin to wake people up to the truth of where we are at as a nation today. Everything right now, in ending this point during this segment, everything is aimed at Israel first. Israel first this, Israel first that, make Israel great, the curtains being pulled back, They're trying to sell to you, friends, that they are, again, the Israel of God. They are not the Israel of God. Again, judge them by their fruit. Look into what they're saying about you, friends. You're slaves. And interestingly enough, the point that I want to make, because we just seen Dan Bongino, why are all of our said representatives flying to Israel? Why is, for example, the governor DeSantis, why is he flying over to Israel? Why is Abbott flying to Israel and signing on to hate legislation? Why is Bongino flying into Israel and then coming back all pro-Israel? Are they being, folks, is information being withheld from these people? Or do they all the well know what they're doing? Well, you know what? They have eyes just as much as I do, and they have ears just like I do. It's for them to open them up.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty. Yeah.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
VBSRadio.com.
Hey guys, I wanted to let you know before you begin to rejoice about what's going on here. I'm sure you've all seen this. They're calling him the podcaster, and I'm talking about Dan Bongino. I think I was calling him Don earlier. Forgive me. But here's the AP, right? Propaganda outlet AP. Ex-Secret Service. Okay, remember how I told you that they're already put in place, and then they just push them forward on the game board, right? He said ex-service agent and conservative media personal outlet or personality Dan Bongino picked his FBI deputy director. There's no coincidence there. There's none. You seriously got to be out of your mind to think that just happened by chance. Not at all. He's just waiting in the wings, paying his folks. They just rewarded him. Do you know that he's a major? By the way, Dan Bongino is a major shareholder in Rumble.
Did you hear what I said? He's a major shareholder in Rumble. Did you also know that Rumble was already basically given notice by Donald Trump? And this was probably about a year ago, making sure that there's no anti-Semitism online. Do you understand? The guy that claims that he was being censored illegally by Twitter as the president of the United States, Donald Trump, 4 years ago, he's doing the exact same thing that he said that he was the victim of. No, he is not. They're all bad actors, extorted bad actors. That's what they are. Okay, what they're putting out there now, can Rumble thrive without its live stream king? Folks, he's like one of the he's one of the major shareholders in Rumble, and they have the audacity to call him a live stream king. Hey, folks, take away Fox News, take away all the publicity, and make sure everything's wide open, folks, and let's see how many people actually watch his show. How could it be otherwise? He's forced onto people to watch, just like the other said conservative talking heads. But look where they're bringing you. Look at this. We got to stop this anti-Semitism. Do you understand, again, friends, what's going on? Again, I love you enough to tell you what nobody else wants to tell you. You're in trouble. You're in big trouble. And you're doing it because you think for some reason or another that they're there actually to make America great again. But if that's what you think, you haven't been listening to a thing I've said up to this point. It's all about Israel. It's about enslaving Goyim. That's me and you, Gentiles. It's about stealing our money. We're the golden calf, as Benjamin Malachowski said. Do you understand? Why is he changing his name, friends? Because he's a bad actor. He's wanted for genocide in other nations, friends. Look what he said. This is the guy that's being hailed by the churches in America. This is the guy that Donald Trump pulled the chair and tucked him in concerning his chair at the table at the White House. Donald Trump. Who does he work for, friends? He ain't working for the people. America's the golden calf. They want to suck it dry. They want to chop it up. They want to sell it off piece by piece. Isn't everybody complaining about Bill Gates right now and how he's buying up all of this land in North Dakota? Of course. And it's interesting that there's even talk about a Bill Gates, and the people on a worldwide basis are tolerating them and allowing a Bill Gates to go ahead and re-engage another assault on them and their lives and their families' lives. These are folks, they haven't been brought to justice. Anthony Fauci hasn't been brought to justice. Donald Trump hasn't been brought to justice. He's the father of the vaccine. The CDC hasn't been brought to justice. The NIH hasn't been brought to justice. And it's interesting, folks, what we're seeing now is even those that have been pushing the narrative, you know what's happening to some of these guys? Here, I want to show you something because it's important that you see it, because you know what? You reap what you sow. I'm just here again to show all of you people that went along with it. I told you, you're expendable. They're merely using you. They don't care about you whatsoever. I want to show you this individual, speaking of which, because we're still seeing people die in mad numbers across the country. I want you to see this. And by the way, they disabled the comments. But here is the vaccinated lieutenant governor, Delbert Hoseman, who urged Mississippians to go get the jab. You guys ready for this? Here, I want to show this to you really quick. Look, this is the guy that forced it on the people illegally, unconstitutionally. They have no authority. This is what just happened to him.
Each of these has several more.
They don't.
I'm Delbert Hoseman, your lieutenant governor. I had COVID, and later I had the vaccine.
Yeah. And the American people and people on a worldwide basis, there's not many of you. You're just playing along with it, still asking the questions. What's going on? We just don't know what's going on. Where's this all coming from? And what'd they do? They ushered the father of the vaccine back into the office. So now they want to go and take it a step further. Him and Elon Musk. Oh, no joke. No joke. Here, I want to show you something really quick, and I'm hoping to get this in here. Look at this. This is insane. Here, where are we at? Where are we at? Scrolling down so you can see what I'm trying to highlight. We're doing live radio. Forgive me. But we're coming to it, friends. Look at this again. Musk, Trump, silent on biggest recipient of U.S. money. There's Israel again. I mean, it's almost like, really? Hey, friends, the Bible talks about in Proverbs 20 that when the king sitteth in judgment, Article 6, Section 2, our king, under our God, we the people, the government, when we enforce the law unto judgment, it scattereth evil. There's no judgment. There's no justice. No, they're doing it again. They want to dig. They literally want to carve a piece of your skull out now. Just ask them. They want to carve a piece of your skull out now, and they want to what? They want to go ahead and put a chip inside of your brain. Revelation 13, 17. Again, just ask them. They're telling you what they want to do. And you can rest assured, folks, there's going to be a totalitarian system of government behind this if it is not stopped by the people today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not you kicking the can down the road. What is procrastination? It's the biggest robber of blessings. And if you're not willing to fight for your freedoms lawfully, friends, you're going to lose them. And that's what's happening here. I just seen a brand new post, and if I can't, oh, here it is. Yeah, here's old Elon. Someone posted, so it took immigration for people to question Elon Musk. I guess the Baphomet suit wasn't enough, huh? And there's old Elon, the lunatic. I mean, the guy is outside of himself. You should see the names that he's given to his kids, friends. It's sick. And the women that he's had children with, he's sick. He's a madman. He's out of control. They're power hungry, friends. It's not even about money. It's just about them having control over your lives. I said it. Your blood is off my hands. It's not my job to drag you over the top of the hill. I'm not going to drag you over the top of the hill. I'm going to tell you what's coming, and we're in it right now. And I know that nobody else is saying what needs to be said for the most part, but there are those in the corners, friends, if you can find them, that are willing to tell you what we're telling you here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want to go back to this really quick. I got 3 minutes, and I want you to hear this. How is it that other countries cherish what the American people do not? What am I talking about? Check this out.
And I said, now, if we get caught, what will happen to me?
Chinese people.
They said, oh,
with
you'll
be
deported in 24 hours and we'll go to prison for 3 years. I said, you're kidding. How many of you have been in prison for your faith? Out of 22, 18 raised
in Chinese.
I thought, no way.
The Chinese people, friends, that read their Bibles, that go to church, the underground churches in China, they're willing to go to prison for 13 years. They're willing to be transported. They're willing to be beaten. And in America, they have no idea what they have. And I'm going to play the rest of this, but it's interesting how they're willing to sacrifice themselves for what they received through Christ. But in America, they can't even speak out against the crimes. Ephesians 5:11.
I looked at him and I said, you 22 people, how many people do you oversee? Because they were all of these small group leaders, underground church leaders in the Hunan province. I said, how many, if you counted up all the people under your jurisdiction, how many would it be? And they counted them up and they said, little over 20 million.
Christians.
I said, what?
In China.
See, we forget there's 1.3 billion people in China. This is crazy. Well, I had 15 Bibles and I passed them out. Obviously, 7 didn't get them. And I said, let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 and we're going to read it. And just then, one lady handed hers to somebody next to her. And I thought, interesting. Well, we turned there anyway. And as we started reading it, I understood why she gave it away. She had memorized the whole thing. She just recited the whole chapter.
She recited the
when
Bible.
When it was done, I went over to her at a break and I said, You recited the whole chapter. She says, oh, yes, I've memorized many chapters.
Yep.
I said, where did you memorize
those that have
chapters?
Been forgiven
she
much,
said,
love
in
much.
Prison? Said, you have much time in prison. So I said, but don't they confiscate the Bible? She said, yes. So people bring in scriptures written on pieces of paper and they bring it in. So I said, but then if they find that piece of paper on you, won't they confiscate that? She said, oh, yes, that's why you memorize it as fast as you can.
Memorize it as fast as you can.
Because even though they can't take what's hidden in your heart.
Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, radio listeners.
Well, after 3 days, you fall in love with these people. And when it was done, I said, how can I pray for you? I'm going to go back to America. You guys have been just so wonderful. How can I pray for you? They said, you know, Wayne, you guys can gather like this whenever you want to in America. We can't. Could you pray that one day we'll be just like you? And I looked at him and I said, I will not do that.
Good for her.
Big, incredulous eyes looked at me and they said, why? I said, because you guys rode a train for 13 hours to get here. In my country, if you've got to drive more than an hour, people don't come.
Yep. Shame on Americans.
You sat on
Shame
a wooden
on Americans.
Floor for 3 days. In my country, if people have to sit more than 40 minutes,
Shame
they leave.
Shame on Americans.
You sat not only here for 3 days on a hard wooden floor, but you did it without air conditioning. In my country, if it's not padded pews and air conditioning, people don't often come back.
Gosh.
In my country, we have an average of 2 Bibles per family. We don't read any of them. You hardly have any Bibles, and you memorize them from pieces of paper.
Yep.
I will not pray that we become like you become like us, but
Amen.
I will pray that we become just like you.
Amen. Well, as much as I hate to say it, folks, in ending the show today, you can rest assured that's the direction that we're going right now. She's highlighting the fact that she spent some time in China, and when she went over to China, there's an underground church that's being completely persecuted by the said state government that will have none of it. And she's going back and forth and finding out that many of these Chinese Christians, they end up in prison for 3 years. They're beaten mercilessly. They'll go through deportation within a certain amount of time if they're caught reading the Bible. See, it's the light of the world, right? And the fact of the matter is that devil doesn't want that light, and he hates that light, and he'll war against that light. 17:12 of Revelation, and I'm talking about 12:17. I said it in military time, forgive me, but Revelation 12:17, read it when you get a moment, because that's why they're attacking. That's why the enemy attacks, because they're keepers of the word. They're doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. And then she goes on, and then she begins to talk about how, you know, when she was talking about scripture, she would read a scripture, and a Chinese woman said, here, I can recite that by memory. And she said, well, how did you take the time to do that during a break? And she said, well, I learned to memorize the scriptures when I was in prison for the 3 years. And she said, that's interesting, because in my country, they don't take the time to read their Bibles, and yet there's 2 Bibles average in every home in America. I know there's enough dust on them to write the word condemnation. That's on the people, not on the Lord. And she said, yeah. And then before she left, the lady said, would you pray for us? The Chinese people that went through all those trials and tribulations and persecutions and scoffings and mockings and beatings asked the American woman if she would pray for them. And this woman rightly said, I won't pray for you. She said, if I pray anything, I'll pray that we become like you. Hey, folks, you know, sometimes I can put the exclamation down, Jeremiah 23:29. I can do that all day long and drive it by the Holy Ghost. But there comes a point where people have to ask themselves the questions concerning, what's the problem with this scenario? What's the problem that we're hearing right here? I can give you the answer. To those that have been forgiven much, me, love much. That's why we take the time, we look for the time, we cherish the time where we can feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. That is rare as hen's teeth in this country. In China, that's all they feed on. Their hope is in Christ. In America, they could care less. They don't even take the time to know the word that Christ died to give them. If there's condemnation, that's on you. Because those that are in Christ, there is therefore no condemnation. You feel guilty? You should be, because that's what the Holy Ghost does. He comes in and convicts you of sin, righteousness, and judgment. If this is you and this falls to your lot, you need to repent. You're a transgressor of God's law in a big way. And just think about this. How much does God again hate sin? Look to the cross of Christ. Someone will say guilt or condemnation. Wait a second. The guilt and condemnation don't fall to the Lord. The Lord doesn't need to repent. You need to repent
because it's your sin that fell upon the Son of the Father in the first place, whose blood was shed to redeem you back unto himself. Everything was provided for by him. The only reason that you're feeling guilt or condemnation is because you're holding on to sin that Christ died condemning and washing away through his blood. I'm moved when I hear this. I'm moved when I see this kind of stuff because I know it to be true. I'm ashamed of what others are unashamed for. They have a whore's forehead, Jeremiah 3:3. And once you become so brazen like that, America, like many of you are, it's just a matter of time. You're on that line now of impending judgment, and either you're going to repent or else you're going to fall head first into what's going on, and you're going to be accomplices to the crimes of those that we have been highlighting all day, all afternoon. I'm still, as a matter of fact, when I think about all of this stuff, folks, we have a friend right now that is actually reaching out to these people trying to get them on our show or us on their show. I'm still waiting for my invitation to be a part of that congressional hearing to lay down what the word says, but I'm not being invited. I'm being ostracized. That's totally fine. John 16, I'm honored. I'm a part of the club now. I'm bearing the reproach of Christ where we should be bearing the reproach. I'm still waiting for all of those that are leading you, the blind leading the blind right into the ditch. I'm still waiting for many of them to get on the show and have a real conversation in asking questions and laying to their candor why it is that they don't see what common sense says that we all see. Because they're extorted. And if they weren't extorted, then what is the problem? Hey, folks, it's my job to do what I'm doing. And again, as I said earlier, it's not my job to drag you over the top of the hill. It's my job to warn you to flee from the wrath to come, which is in the New Testament. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Notice what I just said. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. If you don't want to hear that, then again, friends, rest assured, judgment is coming because it's already here. It's just a matter of now when it comes to your front door. They are consolidating power against you today. That's all I can tell you. And I am waiting for someone other than what I know of concerning their silence right now, concerning all of these conservatives, as to why it is that I'm being pegged as to watch out for Bradley Dean. And I'm talking about the Trump Party because I would love to have him on the radio. Well, you say, well, that's so far out there. That's so way out there. Wait a second. There's little podcasters that Donnie Jr. is friends with that Donald Trump got on their show with. I would love to have him on for the show for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And I guarantee you within that 5 minutes, if it even took him that long, he would hang up on me. And they would set out another smear campaign on Bradley Dean, trying to get people to think, casting in their minds, that I'm this, that, and the other thing, when in fact, friends, I'm just holding to the Word of God, asking real questions by being the light of the world, and if I have to, I'll reprove the works of darkness by being that light, Ephesians 5:11. I will hold to the Word of Christ. But I'm waiting for all of them, instead of gathering together against me, I'm waiting for them to courageously get on the show and have a real conversation. I'm talking about senators. I'm talking about, and I'm not talking about just senators in general. I'm talking about the senators that have been sold to you as the good guys. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz. I'm waiting for these guys to get on the show. Rand Paul. Just want to ask him real questions, friends. The current administration. Mike Lindell, he's another one. Hey, folks. Brandon House. He was the one that told the lieutenant governor, you know what, we need to stay away from him. Another one is Michael Flynn, that lunatic. And that heretic, because that's what he is. I'm waiting for him, friends. And for all of those that have been listening to me for 20 years on this radio program, how many times have you heard one of them respond to the call? We've had governors on the show. We've had others on the show. We've had actors on the show. We had those people on the show because they didn't have anything to hide. We've had representatives on the show locally. We've had, you know, the list goes on. But you know who avoids me? The governor, the attorney general. He won't get on the show neither. If I am what they declare that I am, then why are they so silent? If what I'm doing is lying about what I'm sharing with you, then why is it that they're so silent? If there's one thing that I cannot stand, friends, is when people call me a liar. I am not on this show trying to convey to you repentance towards Bradley Dean. It's repentance towards God by holding to his word, the sword of the Spirit. Okay? I just want to make clear that we're all on the same page on the show. I want to make clear that some of you new people, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm not. I'm just showing you the fruit that hangs on their corrupt branches, and it bothers me when they try to sell themselves as being godly people, and I know that they're not. Hey, listen, I was raised in the hood, North Minneapolis. I can smell those guys 15 miles away and even thousands of miles away. Thousands of miles away, friends. I can smell them. And over and over and over again, the discernment that lies within me by the Holy Ghost proves the point every single time. Where that. Hey, folks, at any given time, the phone lines are open. They have the opportunity. You have the opportunity. Alex Jones, another controlled operative. Let's get him back on the show. We've had him before. And start asking some real questions. And when it comes to their position and why it is that they're so willfully blind in leading the people into the ditch. Are they in the ditch and they can't get out because they've been extorted? Probably. In more cases than not. Charlie Kirk is another one that's been dodging me like a bullet, friends. Same thing with none other than our little friend Candace Owens. I've seen her pick up my call or my messages 3 times and she won't get on the show. Why? Why? Well, you say, well, Bradley, because you're too brash. No, that's not what it is. Because they can be brash too. Ben Shapiro, same thing. You know, but I'll tell you whose show they do go on. Anybody that is controlled opposition like a Joe Rogan, Dan Bongino, who's a shareholder into Rumble. Do you see how it's all controlled, friends? All of this narrative is controlled. All of it's controlled. Here, I just did an article not too long ago called 3 Peas in a Pod. It's all about Ben Shapiro being called up to congressional hearings. He feeds on the Book of Talmud. He feeds into the spirit of Antichrist in a big way. We have Charlie Kirk sitting here going along with the fact that it's okay to be gay. I don't have a problem with that. Taking pictures with sodomites. The list goes on. We have, where's Candace Owens in here? Candace Owens is tied to the Rothschilds and Sons, British Pilgrims, fake Jewish Radianite money, so on and so forth. You better start asking questions, friends, why they're not being censored. And suppressed. And I think I already told you. And here it is. Here's the special needs kid, Charlie Kirk, taking a picture with a man dressed as a woman, if you haven't seen it. Just want to make sure you understand, again, I'm not just making this stuff up, and I'm not lying to you. Here's Charlie again. I mean, looks a little weird, don't you think? No wonder why people ask him if he's a sodomite. It's also interesting to get interesting with Charlie Kirk here. He's taken $30 million from guess who, friends? The Zionists. Do you understand what's going on, Americans? It's not tedious for me to reiterate the point or the question. You know what's interesting is when I posted this morning, I had people calling me a liar. So what I did is I took the time to show them that not only is he taking pictures with men dressed as women, like I just showed you, Charlie Kirk. He's a college dropout too, by the way. I don't know if you're aware of that. But it's also interesting to note with Charlie Kirk that he's also given, listen to this carefully just to prove the point. Charlie Kirk has given over $5 million to a sodomite representative. Look at this. Breitbart reported Turning Point Action pledges $5 million to fund Wisconsin ballot chasing efforts with Scott Presley or Presler. But I'm a liar. See, this is what happened. You know who's calling me a liar? The conservatives that are leading you into the ditch. You want to know why they're calling me a liar? Because they're trying to cover for those because they mean to cover for themselves. I'm not going to be a part of that. Why? Because in the fear of the Lord, it is clean. Perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 7:1. I do not on judgment day want to stand guilty for what I tolerated as an accomplice to the crimes that others did. I don't want you ending up in the ditch. I want your eyes on the straight and the narrow, and the difficult is the way. But you put your eyes there when you fix them upon Christ. And the eye is supposed to be single, not double. Why? Because a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. Folks, I'm tired of all of this. And it doesn't just apply to this guy and Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro. If it's not true, friends, then I'll tell you what, then there's a whole lot of people lying to you. But this stuff is what's being buried behind the mainstream media's narrative. And what they're doing is promoting evil in the place of good. They're promoting what? Darkness for light. Isaiah 5:20. We have to get it right. It's our responsibility to right the wrongs. I want to say this in ending. Please take these shows and spread them. Please share them with people. Because there is no doubt, folks, that we are being heavily, heavily, heavily censored. The censorship is not stopped. We all know now who's behind it again, and it's going to come in waves again. But I'm telling you, Americans, if you don't wake up, this is your time to put a stop to what's going on. Because if you fail to do so, that tsunami is going to come in, and it's going to wipe things out. Rest assured. Write it down. Keep it. Post it. Mark it. Put it up on one of your tabs. This is what Bradley said on February 24th for the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th time. So when it comes to pass, we can all sit there and say, the Lord faithfully told me through a faithful servant that delivers souls. Love you by what we do.